increasingly in the next 100 years, mankind will make new and different uses of the seas.
Retired Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Elmo Zumwalt talks about the future of the Navy and the oceans, next on Visions of America. The oceans, according to Admiral Elmo Zumwalt, will become increasingly important during the next century.
Mankind will find himself driven under the seas, into settlements, into farming of fish, into farming of the vegetable matter of the seas, into mining projects on the bottom of the seas, and so forth. And there will be more of a requirement to police the deep seas in submersibles toward the end of the next 100 years. The Navy will be at the forefront of the technological aspects of this kind of development and will make a great contribution to peace in this respect. However, the Navy will find itself also required to maintain a capability to protect commerce at sea and to keep the sea lines open. This will mean in an era ahead when weapons are increasingly more accurate and more lethal, that ships must be smaller, air platforms must be smaller. We must seek to put an ever smaller amount of dollars into individual platforms in order to have a larger number of platforms. Ideally, I'd like to see a world in which the nations had learned to work so well together that activity at sea increasingly was turned to peaceful pursuits, such as leading the technological advances in the use of the seas and the sea bottoms. My best of all possible worlds, I'd like to see decreasing naval armaments and increasingly peaceful use of the oceans.
The future of the seas and the ocean, through the eyes of Admiral Elmo Zumwalt, retired Chief of Naval Operations. For Visions of America, I'm Russ Roberts.